إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخواتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the شرط حكم المرتد. The Sheikh عليه رحمة الله says والمرتد هو من خرج عن دين الإسلام إلى الكفر بفعل أو قول أو اعتقاد أو شك. This we explained last week. Then we also proceed by saying وقد ذكر العلماء رحمه الله تفاصيل ما يخرج به العبد من الإسلام وترجع كلها إلى جحد ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أو جحد بعضه غير متأول في جحد البعض. The author says, the scholars in Allah have mentioned them, have mentioned the details concerning what takes a servant out of the fold of Islam. And when we look at all the things mentioned by the scholars, the key statements, actions, belief, doubt, that can take one out of the fold of Islam, when we look at the details that the scholars gave, the Sheikh says they all go back to one thing. وَتَرْجِعُ كُلُّهَا إِلَى جَحْدِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. We all go back to negating what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought, or denying what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought, أو جحد بعضه, or negating or denying some of them, not all of them. غير متأول في جحد البعض. Not that he has ta'wil in negating this part. That is the form, the part that he has negated, not that he has ta'wil in them. Now when we look at this statement of the Shaykh, it shows that if there is ta'wil that is sa'id, that is, that is permissible. Not all, every ta'wil is ta'wil that is sa'id. And at times, the one who negates something, negates that out of ignorance, not with knowledge. He knows that what he has negated or what he is denying is something that exists. But to him, it does not make sense. It doesn't make sense. And that is why a lot of mutakallimun fall into this aspect. That is, negating some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or negating some of the things that are established in the Quran and Sunnah, all in the name that they do not make sense. They will admit that these are verses of the Quran. They will admit that these are hadith of the Prophet of Allah, but they will negate the meaning. They render the verses either meaningless or they interpret the verses in such a way that you agree with their own intellect. Take for instance, it is not part of the ta'wil, that's why we excuse for somebody to say Allah is not up. It's not up above the throne. The one who says that, such, according to the Salaf al-Salif, is not something that one will say is ta'wil, is what ta'wil side. It's ta'wil of their side. So this is what is kufr. So on that way, if you look at the Salaf, they used to be very harsh on the ones that are what negating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is up. Those who claim Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not up above the throne, the Salaf used to be harsh on them. Likewise, those who say the Quran is makhluk, the Salaf used to be harsh on them. So those who say on the day of resurrection, Allah is not going to be seen by the believers, the Salaf used to be harsh on them. Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah, in his fatawa, a confined Majmu' fatawa, likewise in many other books, like Bayan al-Tawhid al-Jamiyya, like Dar al-Ta'arud al-Aql wal-Naql, and many of his books, Tisaymiyya, he explained a lot of this, that the Salaf would not play with any of this. But Allah musta'an, there are a lot of people who are Ashab al-Kalam that fall today in this. They do inkar of Ulu of Allah. They do inkar of the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran is Kalamullah, غير مخلوق. That is, they will say the Quran is مخلوق. Just like the people that Al-Imam Ahmad and some of the Salaf they have even a issue with. Those people who say the Quran is makhluk, like the Mu'tazila, they say the Quran is created. What they mean by this is that Allah does not speak. Allah does not speak. So to say the Quran is not the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the Mu'tazila, that Allah does not speak. Because they believe that if they establish kalam for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah talks, that to be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is likened to his creator. As I'm speaking with you now, there was a time I could not speak in such a way that which you understand that I could not communicate in a way that you understand. So later, I started talking. So if you say Allah speaks, it means that now at the time Allah did not speak. So when Allah speaks, anytime He speaks, it means events are happening on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be mahallan al-hawadith, should not be someone that should be receiving events. Do you get it? Allah should not be somebody that will be receiving events. So with this, he said Allah was not there. So when you say the Quran is Kalamullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takallam bil Quran bi sawtin wa harfin, it's a no. So which statement is the Quran? You say it was hikayatu and Kalamullah. It's just a kind of expression of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam is communicating on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah created the speech somewhere, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam took him from that place and what was delivering it. Not that Allah spoke and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam had it. So Allah created Al-Kalam, that is His Kalam. He created you, the way He created me, created the ocean, He created the trees, and the like. Not that He spoke. Because when you say Allah speaks, Allah becomes Muhammad al-Hawadith. So, The third Quran is what? Is Kalamullah, that is what? Makhluq. That is created. So the scholars of the past, the first these people with a lot of works, qualifications, and they established that the Quran is Kalamullah, غير مخلوق. You should understand what they are driving at when they say this. Sometimes you say, what are you going to benefit from this غير مخلوق that they are talking about? This is the genesis of غير مخلوق. These people were what aiming at saying Allah does not talk. Why the scholars are negating this? Then the Quran is what? It's Kalamullah. تكلم به بحرف وصوت الليتر وفرم الله سبحانه وتعالى عن جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام عادكم الله directly and he gave the part of message to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So those who say Allah does not talk, the scholars of the past saying from negating the attributes of what? Of speech. The heart in what talking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are what? These are for the Jahmiya. Because the Prophet Muhammad will negate this. So he negated it. His teacher, Al-Jab bin Dirham, negated it before him. He negated it before him. And that's why the Latin Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasr al-Rasul slaughtered a judge bin Dirham on the day of Eid. He said, Dhu'hu ayyuhal muslimun taqabbal allahu minkum dhu'hayakum. He said, O Muslims, go and slaughter your sacrificial animals. Fa'inni mudahhin bi ja'ad bin Dirham. فإنه زعم أن الله لم يكلم موسى ولم يتخذ إبراهيم خليلا. شاب الدرام said Allah did not speak to موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام and he did not take إبراهيم as خليل. Because he said if Allah should take إبراهيم as خليل خلا that he is taking somebody as a very bosom friend, so to say. It's something that will have a kind of effect in your heart. So Allah should not be affected by anything. Huh? So likewise, mahabba, Allah does not love. Because when you love somebody, there's some you feel some power in your heart. So this should not be ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is not mahalun bil habba. Is that the argument? All these are negating the verses of the Quran, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the scholars of the past, they make takfir of Jahm bin Safwan, make takfir of Al-Jab bin Dir'am, and those who took to their way. But as time went on, as time passed by, this thing was getting worse. Today it's worse. The Aqidah that the Ashaira are upon today, particularly the later Ashaira, the Aqidah that they are upon is worse than the Aqidah some of the people that the Salafu Salih had serious encounter with. Take for instance, we hear about Hussein bin Ali al-Karabisi, Imam Ahmad alayhi rahmatullah, a serious issue with him, and a lot of scholars then. Hussein bin Ali al-Karabisi is far, far better than a lot of al-Muta'akhirun in al-Ash'ira. Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah, as containing Majmu' Fatawa, said, the later Ash'ira, they are upon the Aqidah of the Mu'tazila. They are upon the Aqidah of the Mu'tazila. Not even Aqidah of the early Ash'ira. Despite the fact that the early Ash'ira, the scholars who existed in their time were very harsh on them.
So this idea is that the issue of kalam, the issue of ulum, and the issue of ru'ya, these three issues, if you read the works of Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah, and many other works of other scholars of Sunnah, they were ashing them. Why? Because these were issues that they had serious discussion with the people of the past, the Jahmiyyah of the past. So all these things without ta'wil, that is found. But the ta'wil is ta'wil that is found. Take for instance, maybe the issue is what? It's mas'ala kafiyyah, not mas'ala jaliyyah. It is a hidden matter. So these scholars who talk about an order of the jinn, excusing the person that has fallen into it based on his what? On his ignorance. If the matter is what? Is something that is kafiyyah. Or maybe the matter is jaliyyah too, but those that you are addressing, they are people that have not really understood it. What do I mean that they've not really understood it? There are people who the evidence has not been established on, despite the fact that the matter is something that is very new. And that's why Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah, in his book Ar-Rajwa al-Bakri, he was telling the Jahmiyyah, the Hululiyyah wal-Mufat. The Jahmiyyah Hululiyyah, these are the Jahmiyyah who tell you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has descended in everything. You know, like some of the Kulatu Sufiyyah, somebody will tell you, Allah, this is Allah, this is Allah. This is what? Hululiyyah. They are Jahmiyyah. Al-Jahmiyyah Al-Hululiyyah. Those who follow the Aqidah of Jahm by saying Allah has descended in His creation. So they call anything, they refer to them as Allah. Take for instance, some of the Sufi people, when they say they have been Tarbiyah, Tazkiyah and the likes, before you can be said to have done Usul, before you can be said to have arrived, if they ask you what is this, and you say it is what? A book, Sharil Akira Wasitiya, they say you have not done Usul. They tell you to continue the Zikru, so to say, that is given to you. Until you ask me what is this, and you say what? Allah. That is to say, Allah has descended in this book. So the book is Allah, and Allah is what? Is this book. So then you have done Usul. So these are the Hululiyyah. So the Jahmiyyah Hululiyyah, so there are a lot of these Sufi people who believe in this rubbish. Then Al-Mufat, these are the negators of the attributes of Allah. Those who say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not up, is not down, is not in front, is not at the back, is not at the right side, not at the left side. Where is Allah? Where is Allah? So they say Allah is nowhere. The other people will say what Allah is everywhere, descending in the creature. These ones will say what Allah is nowhere. Both of them are Jahmiyyah. These are Jahmiyyah Hululiyyah, while the other are what? Jahmiyyah Mufat. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked a slave girl, Ayn Allah, and she said, what is Allah? Allah is what? Man ana? Who am I? She said, what? Rasulullah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'tika fa innaha mu'mina. One of them responding to this said, that answer given by that lady is wrong. The Messenger of Allah accepted it from her because she wasn't a jahila. She was a jahila. One of them, in his book Riyad al-Ahkam, said that a lot of the companions, the people they should excuse people, who do not get the right akida. The people should be excused. Because even during the time of the companions, that is, a lot of them, they are people of watch, who have tajseem. What they call tajseem? That when you say Allah has hand, Allah has eye, Allah has this, they believe you are presenting Allah is, as if Allah is watch. Is a body. Huh? So this they call what? A tajseem, representing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as watch, a body. So he said, a lot of companions, they fell in things like that and they were excused. So people today should also be excused, though this is not the right akidah. But the Messenger of Allah excused a lot of them. And that is why Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, in his book Al-Jami al-Awam, said, this the akidah is not the akidah of the generality of the people. Is the akida of what? The khawas. If you gather 1,000 people, hardly will you find one person that you take to that akida of theirs. You see? They themselves, they know that this akida is what is not the akida of the lay people. How could the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach the people the akida that is not correct and leave them upon that? So this is what ilm al-kalam, and this is what detail of the people. So the shahid here is that the muta'akhirun among the ashaira, they are worse. As Ibn Taymiyyah said, as contained in Majmu' al-Fatawa, that they are like the Mu'tazila, who negate all the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the so-called attributes that they are establishing, not the way the people of Sunnah will establish them. They establish them not because we have text for them in the Quran or Sunnah, but because they make sense. The one that should be called Allah should possess these seven attributes. Is it because you have them in the text? No, because they make sense. If and Allah, for instance, does not possess these attributes, then he is not qualified to be Allah. So they establish it with their text. And that's why Sheikh Isaac ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah had a serious issue with them. You see, most of his books were reputation against this type of people. Ayyadu Tilbith al-Jamiyya was against al-Razi, al-Fakhr al-Razi, who wrote a book called Asatu Taqdis. Even Jamiya wrote Mujalladat to refute it. Daru Ta'arud al-Aql wal-Naqil, reputation on this same set, of people. No talk of Tisrimiya, Shabu al-Aqira al-Asfahaniya, reputation of this people. And that's why the Ash'ari, the 18th, with passion. Because if somebody who exposed them and he exposed their ignorance and how much they deviated from the Akidah of the Salafi Salih, from the Akidah of the lay people. Yes, Akidah of the lay people. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to the companions, to the extent that he was asking a slave girl, Ayn Allah, and she said, Fisama. And the Messenger of Allah approved this. Then somebody will say, okay, it's learned. And you say the Aqidah is what is not correct. But Messenger of Allah took it from that lady, accepted it from her because she is what? Jahila. They're using, some of them using this as an evidence that a lot of people, the jumhur of the people, should be excused if they do not know the right thing. But for the scholars, who knew the right thing and did not follow, they should be made kufar. It should be declared kufar. So this type of ta'wil is not ta'wil that is fine, because it goes against clear text of the Quran and Sunnah, and it goes against what is ma'lum ad-din al-darura, what is necessary known in the deen. وقد ذكر العلماء رحمه الله تفاصيل ما يخرج به عبد من الاسلام وترجع كلها الى جحد ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم او جحد بعضه غير متحول في جحد البعض. Huh? So the ta'wil the shaykh is referring to is not ta'wil that is very sahih, it is ta'wil that is what? Sahih, particularly when it has to do with issues that are not that clear. And so Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, alayhi rahmatullah, said concerning some people that he had watched discussion with from among the Asha'ira. And he said to them, أنتم به لا تذكرون لأنكم جهال because you are ignorant. He said لو كنت مكانكم لكفرت. With this knowledge that I have, if I have to explain what you are saying, I will call you kafir. ولكنكم عندي لا تذكرون لأنكم جهال. And this was an address to what? So there are a lot of words to watch. They are judges. He saw them as ignorant people. But in the Tirmidhi, in the book at the Tirmidhi, the book is like in three volumes or so. They shared the pleasure of them to be kuffar. When he had debate with them, and they insisted on that. So he said to them, يا كفار يا مرتدين يا زنادقة. This is after you have done affirmative hujjah on them. But those that you have not done affirmative hujjah on, you enlightened them. And you accused them rather. But after enlightenment and they insisted, then you declare them the word to be mutaddeen. And this is not something that is strange. Going by what the Prophet Sali, what they did, take for instance, Al-Imam Shafi'i alayhi rahmatullah said to someone he called Afsal Farj. He said, Fatarta ya Afsal Farj. Ya Afsal Farj. You have this belief. You have this belief. After that, they bear with him. Likewise, Bishul Marie Singh, the scholar of the Mr. Purity, Abu Dhabi, and many others like that, because of their art, the Akira, and they knew that this would be a new recruit. And Imam Uthman bin Sa'id al-Bari wrote a book that is popularly known as what Raju al-Abish al-Marif. So the scholars of the past, they took this matter very seriously. However, today, people have become much lenient on them, and this issue of al-udhu bil-jahl, excusing someone based on what's ignorance. Yes, it exists, but people have watched, have applied it in everything. Even if somebody knows the truth, they know the truth. You see, they were al-udhu bil-jahl. Al-udhu bil-jahl. That is accusing somebody because of ignorance. Even after a lot of explanation. So, this, applying this will mean that the scholars of society are what? Are extremists. They're extremists. I'm not applying al-udhu bil-jahl at all. Again, we also mean that what? The rules are not correct. So, and that's why this issue is a very delicate issue that people need to understand. Somebody, after a lot of words, explanation, a lot of preaching, a lot of this, he will insist that this thing that you call kufru, I will continue to be. And he said, I also began. So this will be wrong. Yes, there is Uzu Bijan at a stage. But once the Bijan is there, then it should be watched. It should be lifted by educating the person. Not that there will be a perpetual Bijan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَمَّا رَضِيُّوا مَرَضِيُّوا. Somebody who lives in a society where the knowledge is being spread, but he refuses to watch for listening. What type of jahl is that? So that is what it's around. It's jahl, yes, it's jahl. So it's a knowledge. Is a man, is somebody who has done it to you. Such a person is treated as if what evidence has been established on him. Because he has every opportunity to listen, so why don't you listen? Be it matter of think or matter of what, akinda. Somebody is doing something that is wrong, and there are malams who are teaching people, but he refuses to go there. There's no one to hear. So such a person has committed what? As an absolute excuse. If what he has fallen into is kufru, he will be a kafir. If what he has committed is ordinary sin, he will watch. He will be a kafir. Not that he says he will judge when he has the opportunity to learn, but he refuses to learn. So the judge that is excused is what? Somebody that is jahil, that is what? Ajiz. And it's not important that it's incapacitated. As we say concerning a lot of our parents. But if they also have the opportunity to learn, but they don't want to learn, it's like they have learned, but they refuse to accept the truth. Like those people who are living in areas where the messages of the prophet do not get to them. They don't know anything about that. So these are what? Al-Ajizun. Ibn Qayyim in his book, Tariq al-Ijradin, discussed this at length. So, we should know this. And Uzur Bijal and Uzur Bijal, not the way people are taking it. Ibn Taymiyyah alayhi rahmatullah, in many places in Majmu' al-Fatawa, also discussed this at length. And he established that the jahl should be lifted. And that is the purpose of sending messengers. That is the purpose of having ulama. Al-ulama wa rasatul anbiya is because Allah wants them to lift the ignorance. Allah said, Rusulan mubashirin wa munzirin li'alla يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. So people not have excuses after the messenger. If the messages of the messenger get to the people, then they are not excused anymore. And that's why we should learn the thing. Great time. You have 24 hours in a day. Spend part of these hours to learn your thing. You are not saying you should be scholar, but what you are supposed to do, you should know. You want to pray, you should know. You want to fast, you should know. You want to perform hajj, you should know. Tawheed, you should know. The basic things, you have to create time to know. But you don't have time for that. And you say, I'm a jahil. And you live in a society where knowledge is being spread, so that type of jahl has no excuse. It has no excuse. Some scholars have said that I'm a type of Achaliyah. take for example somebody who is buying for, let's say, a stick for instance, or a tree, or for a river and the like. They will say such matter is so clear that it does not need what? A qamat or a hujjah. And the hujjah of qamat, the nafsi. Hujjah of it established. This is the position of Shaykh bin Baz alayhi wa rahmatullah. Shaykh al-Albani is still of the opinion that the people should be watched, should be taught. Meaning you see somebody that is saying that you will not say the person is a mushrik, shaykh and mukhrij ibn al-millah, direct like that. You still have to establish evidence, and if then if you establish evidence on such a person and you insist, then you kafir. The person can be declared what? A kafir. You see where they differ. See where they differ. But alhamdulillah, not that al-udhu bin jahl is that al-udhu al-jahl al-jahl. The jahl must be listed by teaching the people, by telling them the truth. So what I'm trying to say is that a ta'wil that the shaykh is referring to is ta'wil that is sa'id. Take for instance a matter that are khafiyya, a matter that are kafiyya even, that are almost difficult for the scholars to know, not to talk of the lay people. So matters like this, evidence must be established. The people who say they are not going to say zakah anymore, what is that what we do? Huh? And for them, declaring them as what? Kufar. That's why we found that the people who are praying, they were doing other things. But this zakah, they believe that they were not going to pay zakah anymore. So, the use of zakah is so clear that they believe that the people do not have what evidence for what they did. And before them, so you should understand this. Al-Udhu Bijal, not the way a lot of people take it to do. And those who are also saying there is no Udhu Bijal, so they are also being overwatched. Those who are so permissive in the issue of what and Udhu Bijal are also going overwatched. So the truth is that there is Udhu Bijal, but it should not be misused. Then there is Al-Udhu Bil Khata. Somebody will be asking because he made a mistake. Like the man that said what? Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. That's not what Allah said after and Mishidda Kufara. So he made a mistake. Somebody who mistakenly said something at kufur, mistakenly, he will say what? He has become a kafir because we know that he has made a mistake. Maybe he did not intend to say words as come out of the aim. So such a person will be excused. Likewise, Al-Udhu bin Nisyan, somebody who forgets. Al-Udhu bin Ikra, somebody who is forced to say statement of kufr. Such people will watch, will be excused. But the one people talk about most of the time is Al-Udhu bin Jahl. So then it talks about Al-Udhu bin Ta'awin. As the Sheikh mentioned, Al-Udhu bin Ta'awin. But Ta'awin was the Ta'awin of the Sa'id. Of the Sa'id. Not Ta'awin that is not Sa'id. Take for instance one of the companions, Qudama bin Naz'un, took in Tariqat. Took in Tariqat during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. And when he was asked, he said, Allah said, لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا جُنَاحًا فِيمَا تَعِيمُونَ إِذَا مَا اتَّقَوْا وَآمَنُوا ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا. So that there is no sin on those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fima fa'im, whatever they need. This is general so, and a believer life of faith in circumstances. When Umar had this, Umar called for him and he said, you must recant this thing. Huh? So, firstly, he was given lashes for taking intolerance. Huh? That was the number one. It was not happening with Umar, Rabbi Allah, and for Moses. Then, he said, if you go back again, you will be killed. Because evidence has been established that this verse you have watched misinterpreted it. So we have the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Amanu, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْتُ وَالْأَزْلَامَ وَالْأَصْرُ وَالْأَزْلَامَ وَالْأَزْلَامَ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَارْتَنِبُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. We have that verse. So using the verse, says Allah in Amanu, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٌ فِيمَا general verse. But he made a mistake here in that. When he did that, Umar the lion was still towards him. Then he asked him to return that position. So the shahid idea is that when he comes to the hujjah in turn, then the what? The jahalu is lifted. So say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in knowledge. Ameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala for our fears. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك نعم.
So what we now teach them in the way we teach them is the Aqidah. Apparently the Aqidah is the same as the Aqidah. So the last one question I want to ask. The question is the way we teach them is to use philosophical arguments to establish Allah's presence, Allah's presence. So is it right to say that the cultural environment is an environment where everybody gives what's right and what's wrong on their intellect? Is it right to say that this approach is a good approach?
This is a very bad approach, and that is the same way the Ash'ari, Mu'tazila, they all started. No one jumped on such one. This is the way it started. So you don't use intellect to establish the presence of God, living what? The Musus. So that's why you see some of them who say, even if you have what a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will not use them in order to establish what the Aqidah. Because the best method to establish the Aqidah according to them is with the use of what? The intellect. So they will say, Al-Aql muqaddamun ala al-naql. The intellect will perceive, you watch, the text. So they believe that the text cannot say much about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is with the intellect. Wallahi, a lot of musiba has befallen this ummah as a result of this approach. Great scholars, some of the great scholars, they fell for this people. So when they are teaching issues of faith, you see them using a hadith, using what? Verses of the Quran. But when it comes to the issue of what? Talking about Allah, talking about the Arabs and things like that, they prefer to use the intellect. Because they believe that is the best way to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you bring verses, say something different from what they have used the intellect to establish, and those verses are a hadith, go against that, they will say we have to do the ta'wil of those verses in order to agree with the intellect. And that's why you say what? Al-aqlu muqaddamun ala al-naql. So I'm not going to say the verse is not correct, the verse is correct. But the meaning of that verse, the apparent meaning, is not intended. Why? Because it goes against the intellect, the hadith. who may not say it's not authentic. Some of them will say, no, the hadiths are not authentic because they go against the internet. Bishop Marisi was telling somebody one day, said, if they bring a hadith to you, don't say the hadith is not authentic. Admit that the hadith is authentic. Some are winner, that is just a hadith, a winner, and interpret them in such a way that you agree with what the internet. So this method of the Ashaira today of the Maturidiyya has been much in existence for long. And that's why the scholars of Sunnah must preach against this. Must preach against this. Wallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته